This is the exception. Iranians at a funeral of a reform-minded cleric in Isfahan earlier this month chanting, "Death to the dictator," while cheering on the appearance of moderate candidate Hassan Rouhani. It has been described as Iran's biggest anti-government protest in 2 years, yet such bouts of enthusiasm have been rare. Middle East analyst James Phillips at the Heritage Foundation.
I think the Revolutionary Guard is playing a much more hands-on role than it did in previous elections.
Phillips says the post-election protests of 2009, following allegations of vote rigging that gave President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad a second term, have been seared in the mind of security officials, some talking publicly about the need to make this election, in their words, more reasonable.
I think the regime is sitting on a volcano and it knows it.
With the vote drawing near, Amnesty International has described what it calls a surge in human rights violations, detailing the recent arrests of supporters of Hassan Rouhani, as well as the ongoing arrests and harassment of activists and union leaders. Much of it is subtle, done by plainclothes or undercover agents. Human Rights Watch researcher Faraz Sanai, speaking via Skype from London.
They're very, very aware of what can possibly happen, that there are sometimes trigger points that may lead to larger protests. And as a result, the security situation in Tehran and other cities throughout the country is very, very different and much more stifling than it has been in the past.
There are also the National Police and the Basij, a paramilitary force loyal to the Revolutionary Guard, known for violent attacks, including several on reformist leader Mehdi Karoubi and his son, one attack leaving both with bruises and bite marks. Despite the crackdown, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for a high voter turnout. The Atlantic Council's Barbara Slavin.
Iran is not a totalitarian state. It's an authoritarian state. Which means that these elections do provide an outlet for criticism of policies of, and of the situation of the status quo.
Part of what some analysts say is an overall plan to give Iranians just enough of a voice to keep the calm. Jeff Selden, VOA News.